This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. President Donald Trump hosted talks at the White House Monday with Italian Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte and said they were both united in their conviction that strong nations must have strong borders.
We have a solemn obligation to protect our citizens and their quality of life. My administration is working hard to pass border security legislation, improve vetting, and establish a merit-based immigration system, which the United States needs very, very importantly, very badly.
Mr. Trump said he's prepared to risk shutting down the government in forthcoming budget talks with Congress if lawmakers don't approve his immigration reform proposals.
I'll always leave room for negotiation, but this has been many years. This isn't just Trump administration. We're new. There's been many years, even decades. We have immigration laws. We have border security. We have all sorts of things going on that are, it's disgraceful. We are doing a phenomenal job. We're setting records, but we have laws that don't work.
The president was also asked about easing tensions with Iran by meeting his Iranian counterpart, Hassan Rouhani.
I'll meet with anybody. I believe in meeting. The prime minister said it better than anybody can say it. Speaking to other people, especially when you're talking about potentials of war and death and famine and lots of other things, you meet.
He said he would be prepared to do so without precondition. Vote counting is underway in Zimbabwe following the first national election since the ouster of longtime ruler Robert Mugabe. Priscilla Sigomba is chair of the country's electoral commission.
This counting is conducted in the presence of agents, observers, and members of the press at polling station level.
The presidency is being contested between incumbent Emmerson Mnangagwa and opposition leader Nelson Chamisa, both sides proclaiming victory. This is VOA News. Four Western cyclists were killed in the Central Asian country Tajikistan after a car plowed into them Sunday in a rural area southeast of the capital, Dushanbe. The tourists were from the U.S., Switzerland, and the Netherlands. Three other foreigners were injured, the attack claimed by Islamic State. Interior Minister Ramazan Rakhimzoda said security forces killed four of five suspects, the fifth detained. He said an investigation is underway to determine a motive. In Afghanistan's western Farah province Tuesday, a roadside blast has killed at least eight people and wounded dozens riding on a passenger bus. There was no initial claim of responsibility. The bus was heading to Kabul from the city of Herat. Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras met Monday with survivors who escaped fires that killed more than 90 people last week. Perklis Fontoulis was one of several people who took part in a candlelight vigil outside Parliament in Athens late Monday, commemorating those who died. He blamed the state for not responding more quickly to the disaster. The Prime Minister said he takes full responsibility and vowed changes, including a crackdown on illegal and substandard construction. Pro-government forces in Syria are reportedly on the brink of seizing the last portion of the southwest territory still in rebel hands and have secured territory at the border with the Golan Heights, controlled by Israel. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said the forces, backed by Russian airstrikes, are advancing toward a few villages still controlled by an Islamic State-affiliated faction. Following the rapprochement between Eritrea and Ethiopia, Asmara now is planning on establishing diplomatic relations with another Horn of Africa rival, Somalia. Somali President Mohamed Abdullahi is in the Eritrean capital for talks with President Isaias Afwerki. Somalia in the past accused Eritrea of arming Islamist militants. The UN Security Council voted Monday to delay cutting troops from the joint UN-African Union peacekeeping force in Somalia, scheduled for October. A decision is to be made by February. The council determined the AMISOM force, numbering some 20,000, is still needed given the inability of Somali security forces to take the lead against the al-Shabaab insurgency. An Indonesian court has disbanded the country's largest Islamic State-affiliated group, Jamaah Ansharut Daulah, for conducting terrorism. JAD, as it's called, has been linked to attacks across the country, including deadly suicide bombings in Surabaya in May. A sell-off in technology stocks resulted in a loss on Wall Street Monday. The Nasdaq Composite lost ground for a third consecutive session. The benchmark Dow Jones retreated 144 points to close at 25,306. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.